This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد وفرقان حميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jum'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in gentle firdaus al-a'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brothers and sisters, this ayah that we recite every single Jum'ah khutbah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. This last part is very, very important for us to understand. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before this, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. He's addressing you and I. He says, لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ آذَوْا مُوسَى. Do not become like the people of Bani Israel, who caused immense amount of pain to Musa alayhi salam. And the pain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring here to is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the fact that He saved Bani Israel and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the Torah, they still were arrogant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They kept on doubting Allah and the prophet that was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which was Musa alayhi salam. So Allah is telling you and I as believers that if you do not become like them, that they continuously doubted Musa alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, Allah then says later on, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, that whoever obeys Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will indeed attain success. This is Allah telling us that in every single aspect of your life, if you do things according to the right way, as guidance given to us by Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will always, no matter what era we are living in, no matter what the circumstances are, you will always attain success. When we look at the current challenging times that we are living in, even in this day and age, we can truly attain success if we do things the correct way as shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and taught to us in the Quran. Subhanallah, when we going back to almost 2 months when this entire genocide started, I remember that there were many people, because we are living in challenging times, people are asking, what do we do in these challenging times? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given you and I and taught you and I an approach that is very different than the society, what they are teaching us. See, when 2 months ago when this genocide started, I remember on social media, and not only that, but there are many other Christian pastors who went online, began talking about the end times. And they were, you know, preaching to their congregation, are we actually living in the end times or not? There are many even Christian pastors who went online and saying that they are justifying, and they are saying that all this that is happening, all this brutality and this genocide that is taking place, it is prophesied in the Bible and so forth. And though we know as Muslims that the Bible has been changed so many times and all these prophecies, for the most part, they do not exist. And these are false prophecies. In fact, the only prophecies that are true and accurate are the prophecies given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about the end times. He has told us in a hadith that one of the signs of the end times are that there will be an abundance of wealth, and you will find people competing with each other and raising large and huge skyscrapers. And subhanAllah, we see the same exact thing in the Middle Eastern countries right now, that there was a time where all these places were barren deserts. There was nothing over there. But subhanAllah, today, these places have become so beautiful that they are attracting attention from people from all over the world. And it was not only that, but now you find other countries now competing with one another and trying to make sure that they become the tourist destination for all the people around the world. We see the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam becoming apparent in front of our eyes. And not only that, but it is a reality that when more and more wealth comes to you, you become more and more greedy. And the more a person becomes greedy, city, then that is why we have wars. That's why we have atrocities. And that is what brings crimes about in a society. And we see in this day and age, atrocities happening everywhere. Whether there are modern warfare techniques, whether we are talking about an abuse of leadership, whether we are talking about cycles of genocide, whether we're talking about senseless killing by individuals domestically or internationally, whether done individually or in by a large group of people. And not only that, but there is so much carnage that we are seeing in this day and age that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he reminds us of this in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, سَيَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ سُنُونٌ خُدَّاعَةٌ. He says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there will come a time, many years will come upon people, and these will be times of treachery. He then says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, يُصَدَّقُ فِيهَا الْكَاذِبُ وَيُكَذَّبُ فِيهَا الصَّادِقُ. The person who is actually the truthful person will be viewed as a liar in society, and the person who's actually the liar will be viewed as a truthful person in society. And then he says, وَيُؤْتَمَنُ فِيهَا الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ فِيهَا الْأَمِينُ. The person who's actually trustworthy will be viewed as a traitor, and it will be the opposite also in our society, that the traitor will be also considered as the truthful person. And then he says sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَيَنْطِقُ فِيهَا الرُّوَيْبِضَ. قِيلَ وَمَا الرُّوَيْبِضَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the Ruwaybida will be making decisions on the matters of other people. When the Prophet ﷺ was asked, who are they considered as the Ruwaybida? The Prophet ﷺ says, vile and dishonorable people who are in control of the affairs of people. Subhanallah, when we look at the world that we are living in, and you have only few people, few individuals who are running the affairs of this dunya, they are the ones who are making decisions. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is informing us 1400 years ago that this is going to be the situation. Another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I swear by the one in whose hand is my soul, this world will not come to an end until the killer does not know why he is killing, and the victim and the one who's being killed has no idea why they are being killed. Subhanallah, if you study history, just you go 50 years behind, not a long time, only 50 years. I was doing my research on this. There have been approximately an amount of 16 genocides that have taken place in these past 50 years. Think about that for a moment. 16 genocides that has account for the lives of 6 million people given forth, but approximately 6 million people. This is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam telling us that there will come a time like this. And just in the past few months, we have seen the Zionist regime. We have seen our politicians, our national politicians, who are saying to the people that we care for you. These are the people who are the actual Kha'in, as the Prophet ﷺ says. These are the people who are actually the Kavib, the liars, but they are the ones who are being elected in positions of authority. These are the ones who are being given the mantle of leadership in the last 2 months only. This Zionist group of people, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold them accountable, may Allah make them an example for others, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them. They have killed approximately an amount of 20,000 Palestinians, 10,000 children. Not only that, 50,000 that are wounded, and so many hundreds and thousands of people who are now homeless and hungry. These are people that you and I, wallahi, we don't understand the hunger that they are experiencing. And yet, what do they show on the media? That when our brothers and sisters, when they are so hungry and they're running after food, they are showing in the media that what kind of people they are, not realizing that these are the people who have put them in that kind of situation. And Not only that, but so many hundreds of UN workers, schools, nurses, doctors, journalists, all have been killed. But subhanAllah, we are living in such times that not only are these people now, they know that they are killing innocent civilians, but they are trying to find a way to justify their killings. That now in America, they are trying to pass a bill that if you are anti-Zionist, you are anti-Semitic. They're now trying to silence people that anytime a person shows heart, anytime a person shows humanity, any person who says, stop this, peace, ceasefire, anyone who shows that they have a heart, they are trying to shut those kind of people down by saying that you are being anti-Semitic. These are the times, unfortunately, we are living in. And this idea is starting to become the norm. Just 2-3 days ago, so many university students who are now coming to the front and saying, we feel that there is, there's a sense of fear. We fear for our lives. There is no fear of their lives. No one is calling for a genocide on university campuses. No one is calling for the killing of innocent people on university campuses. The only thing that students are doing on university campuses are saying, let's end all this. Let's opt for the option of ceasefire. Let there be peace and so forth, and no more killing. But subhanAllah, these people, they enjoy killing. They are happy when people are being killed and so forth. And there are so many videos on social media to prove that point. But the point is, brothers and sisters, when we are living in these kind of times, what can you and we do? What can we learn from the sunnah and the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that can protect you and I? This is what I want to cover today in the rest of my khutbah. First of all is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the idea, or he has taught us what should be our mindset. I remember when this genocide started, many of our community members, even Muslims, came forward and said, that is this the end of times? When is Imam Mahdi coming? When is Isa alayhi salam coming? Is this going to be a sign that Dajjal is going to come and so forth? And our mindset should not be that. Rather, the Prophet alayhi salam has taught us what our mindset should be. When a man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam and says, Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? He was focused on the time of the day of judgment. Just like today, many of us, we might be focused on when are actually the major signs of the day of judgment going to start. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? Did he go into this long, detailed, message that this is what the end times are and this is when the end times are going to be taking place? No, that's not what he discussed. What he said to this man was, that what have you done? مَا أَعْدَتَ لَهَا What kind of preparations have you even made for this day of judgment? You are so obsessed about when the day of judgment is going to occur, but have you taken into account that you have to prepare for that day? The mindset that the Prophet ﷺ is trying to create within us is that don't worry about when that time comes. We need to be focused on our current situation. And that current situation means that I need to prepare myself and I need to have the right approach going forward. Now there's a verse of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of us can misunderstand. Allah says in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. Once again, Allah is addressing you and I. He says, Alaykum anfusakum. And what this ayah basically means is that you are responsible for your own selves. Now, the first thing that comes to your mind is, if the Quran is telling you and I to be responsible for our own selves, does that mean that I disconnect myself from everything that is going on in the community, what is going on in the world? Should I just stick to myself? This is something that someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was a person by the name of Umayyah al-Sha'bani. He came to a person by the name of Tha'laba, and he asked him that, I do not understand this verse. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu alaykum anfusakum. What does this verse mean? Does it mean that we disconnect ourselves? So he says, Abu Thalaba says, that this is a question that I had in my heart too when I heard this verse of the Quran. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. So he says that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I asked him about this verse. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no, that's not what this verse means. He says that this verse means, بَلِئْ تَأْمِرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. He says that, no, you should rather enjoy good. And he says you should also forbid evil, meaning that in this day and age, when we talk about enjoining good, it means that you speak up for the haq, and you speak up for the truth. And whatever the truth is, you stand by the truth. In this day and age, while they are trying to keep everyone quiet and they're trying to censor everyone, in this day and age, this is very important that you and I, we speak out. And we speak out for what we know. We speak out for what we know, and we spread the haq. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ. The greatest struggle, the greatest source or the type of jihad is that you speak the truth. You speak the truth in front of a tyrannical king and in front of a tyrannical regime. In this day and age, while they're trying to silence everyone, for us to go out and speak is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is trying to tell us. And then he says, "Hatta idha ra'aita shuhan muta'an." He says there will come a time, in that same time, he says that you will see people who become, who will succumb to their greed. And today we see exactly that, what's going on in our society. He then says, وَهَوَنْ مُتَّبَعًا. You will find people who become enslaved. They will follow their desires. وَدُنْيَا مُؤْثَرَةٌ. And they will give preference to this dunya over the akhirah. And then he says, وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِهِ. And you will find people who are amused by their own opinions. Meaning that every single person has an opinion about every single thing. And if you tell someone that if you don't have an expertise in a particular area, you should keep your opinions to yourself, people get offended by that. Today we are living in a time where everyone feels that they need to have a say in every single thing. At that time, the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that when that time comes, he says, فَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاصَّةِ نَفْسِكَ. He says that at that time, you need to learn how to stick to yourself. وَدَعِ الْعَوَامِ. He says, and at that time, you take a break from the public at that time. And once again, we also find this in another hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ. When there was a man who came to the Prophet ﷺ by the name of Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu an, and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, سَأَلْتُ يَا رَسُولَّهُ مَنْ نَجَاهُ. He's saying that I asked the Prophet ﷺ that what is the source of protecting ourselves from these fitnas that will emerge later on in history, or that will emerge at a certain time. And at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave us three things. And I want you to remember these three things. Once again, this is the Prophet alayhi wasallam telling us three things that we should do when we are faced with calamities. The very first one he says is, and once again, I'm going to go through each one, and there's an explanation given by the ulama on each one. The very first thing the Prophet alayhi wasallam says, that amsik alayka lisanak, that hold on to your tongue. Meaning that we don't need to have or give an opinion about every single thing. Once again, this does not mean that when we see a zalim and when we see them doing zulm and we see the mazlum, that I should stay quiet. No, we don't stay quiet at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he saw zulm taking place in his society, in fact, even before he became a prophet, in the story of Hilful Fudul, he stood up for the rights of people. So we don't ever sit down and stay quiet when we see oppression taking place. Rather, we stand up and we handle it the correct way. There's a right way to handle it. There's a wrong way to handle it. We always try to do things the correct way. Then the second thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says wal yasa'ka baytuk. He then says sallallahu alaihi wasallam that try to stay within the confines of your house. Try to stay more at home. And what this means is, and once again the ulama have explained, is that instead of focusing on all the things that are going on outside, because sometimes we become so overly obsessed with what is going on outside that we forget our primary responsibilities. The ulama, they say that what this means is, this quote of the Prophet alayhi salam means is, that rather focus on your family, focus on the peace of your house, focus on the internal affairs of your family. Not only that, but focus on the tarbiyah of your children. teach and educate your children that these are things that are taking place. And how do you and I as Muslims, how do we understand this? Because brothers and sisters, I tell you honestly, our kids have thousands of questions in their mind. And they're trying to make sense of all this. They're trying to maintain their faith. They're trying to maintain their family. They're trying to, you know, have a civil relationship and a good relationship with their parents. And at the same time, when they see all this going on, and they have always been taught that the Muslims are always on the haq and Allah will always be with the Muslims, then they have questions about these kind of circumstances that we are witnessing today. So it is very important that we stay at home and we try to give more time at home than going outside. And subhanAllah, when we talk about going and staying at home and disconnecting yourself from dunya, unfortunately we are living in a time where the dunya has come into the house in the form of social media, where so many of us as adults and as youth especially, we are constantly sitting on social media, spending hours and hours on social media and so forth. And it is also healthy for us, spiritually speaking, that we disconnect ourselves. We know what's going on social media. And yes, if you're spreading things on social media, may Allah bless you and so forth. And we do our share, but there's also something called limitations. And we always try to limit and make sure that we're fulfilling all of our responsibilities. Also, when we talk about making sure that you stay at home, does not mean that you also disconnect yourself from the society. It does not mean that you disconnect yourself from the community. In fact, we learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that in every single difficult time in his life, he always would go to the masjid. So we have to make sure that we always are going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always going to the masjid and being part of the jama'ah. Because once again, yadullahi ala al-jama'ah. We are, when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon the jama'ah, it is good, rather than being at home and isolating yourself, it is good to be part of the jama'ah. Come to the masjid, be part of the community. And not only that, but in Surah Al-Kahf, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the young men who protected their faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of good company. So in this time, once again, the first advice given by the Prophet alayhi salam is hold on to your tongue when you need to, but of course you speak up when you need to. Number two is try to spend more time at home, focus on your priorities, and also learn how to disconnect yourself from dunya at a certain degree and be with the overall jama'ah. And the last advice given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that stay at home, and not only that, وَبْكِ عَلَىٰ خَطِيئَتِكَ, that cry over your sins. This is Rasulullah ﷺ trying to tell us, as the ulama explained, that focus on your spirituality, focus on your iman, focus on your faith, focus on, you know, developing a stronger relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are three advices given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that what we should do in these kind of times. Of course, there are many other ahadith also that we find where the Prophet alayhi salam mentions that he mentions in a hadith that فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالسُّنَّةِ وَالسُّنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ عَضُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِذِ. The Prophet عليه السلام says that after me you'll find many ikhtilaf, mean that you'll find many things that will take place, much chaos will take place at that time. Hold on to my sunnah and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashideen, and hold it on with a strong grip, with a firm grip. So that is why, brothers and sisters, in these times, yes, we are living in chaotic times. And it does not mean that these chaotic times will come to an end. But most certainly, there will come times of ease also. As Allah says in the Quran, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. We have to continuously have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously build our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know our weaknesses. Instead of focusing on the weaknesses of others, we focus on our own weaknesses. That is our responsibility when these kind of times come around. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you and I tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah protect our children in these times of fitna, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our generations to come. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. I want to leave you all with a dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, there was much I want to mention, but because of time, inshallah, we'll finish on this. On this dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you can come back later on to the video and just listen to this dua. But this was a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in times like these that you and I, we can recite. And the dua is, Allahumma aslih li dini alladhi huwa ismatu amri. وأصلح لي دنياي التي فيها معاشي وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها معادي واجعل الحياة زيادة لي في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لي من كل شر. This is a hadith found in Sahih Muslim. The Prophet, what this dua means is that, Ya Allah, rectify my religious commitment, which is a safeguard of my affairs. And Ya Allah, rectify my worldly affairs, which is my place of living. And Ya Allah, rectify my hereafter, which will be my final place of rest and my final abode. Ya Allah, make this life a means of increase in everything that is good, and make death a relief for me from all types of evil. So whenever you can, recite these du'as, and there are many other du'as that we can recite in these times. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin, and so forth. But always make a point that read all these du'as. Don't read them just one day, 2 days. Make it a point to read these every single day, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our worldly affairs, to rectify our akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rectify every single matter of our life. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma ansur islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur islam wal muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wahfad biladana wa aslih awladana. Washfi maradana wa'afi mubtalana. Warham mautana. وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. أمتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. آمين يا رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straying lines, fill in the gaps. Please make sure that every single row is complete, especially in the back two rooms. Sisters, please make sure the rows are complete. Make sure rows are straight, heels on the line. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are straight. If one or two brothers can take their responsibility to ensure that every single row is straight, please. Brothers in the multipurpose hall, please make sure the rows are complete. Often the rows are incomplete.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala s-salati, hayya 'ala al-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.